A day of total fire ban, hazy and 35 in Mildura. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A man's alleged to have injured five police officers and a member of the public while resisting arrest in Wentworth. The 29-year-old from Ballarat pushed past officers on Friday afternoon as they attempted to arrest him on an outstanding warrant on Beverly Street. He's alleged to have entered a nearby retirement village unit, damaging property before he was found hiding under a car by a female officer. Two members of the public bravely came to her aid. A 66-year-old man was punched in the face and bitten on the finger during the violent struggle. Three Dareton police constables sustained minor injuries, while a senior constable suffered a dislocated shoulder and a sergeant endured a knee injury. Police media's Joanne Elliott says the accused also suffered a leg laceration.
Now, when the man was released from hospital, he was taken to Dareton Police Station and charged with 14 offences, including assault police, escape police custody, entering closed lands, aggravated enter dwelling with intent, resisting police, assault occasioning actual bodily harm, and resist a person who was assisting police.
It's now been a year since we went to the polls. The state government and member for Mildura have reflected on the achievements made in the past 365 days. Northern Victoria MP Mark Jepp says among the highlights are the regional unemployment rate, announcing the hospital will return to public hands, and free TAFE breaking down barriers for people to get into training. Ms Cupper, meantime, spent more than 3 minutes on YouTube explaining what her team's been up to.
Moya reform. So Moya reform's a big thing. We toured the Mildura irrigation area with the Minister for Planning, Richard Wynne, to lobby for a relaxation of those smaller lots so that people can build their houses. We secured drought relief for Millawa farmers, thanks to the Premier and the Agriculture Minister, Jacqueline Symes.
And drought hit farm households in Mildura, Balranald and Wentworth Shire will be able to access one-off payments of up to $3,000. The federal government's drought Community Support Initiative will be providing immediate relief to some of the worst hit farming families. Applications need to be made for the St Vincent de Paul Society. Mildura Settlers have retained the top of the Sunraysia Cricket Association ladder, beating Kumiela Wentworth by 67. Mildura East fell 3 runs short of an upset win over Irimple. Nichols Point stay in the top four, beating Merbein South by 99. Workers Gold Goal beat Mildura West by 48. That's your latest local news and sport.